The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Hello, I'm Bridget Lyles with the United States Courts. Naturalization ceremonies are the final step for immigrants to become an official U.S. citizen. The federal court in Cleveland held a special ceremony off-site at one of the city's museums. In the brand new wing of the Western Reserve Historical Society Museum in Cleveland, 119 immigrants are about to become American citizens. These naturalization ceremonies usually take place at a federal courthouse, but sometimes the court makes exceptions.
I enjoy taking the ceremonies sometimes away from the court. I think all of our judges do.
Judge Solomon Oliver Jr. is a chief judge in the Northern District of Ohio.
Sometimes we'll combine that with special occasions like Constitution Day or Veterans Day, Law Day, and we've done that on many occasions. We've had ceremonies at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We have them at libraries. We have them at schools.
There's a special group in the audience, a ninth grade class from the Hawkins School in the suburb of Gates Mills.
We have 23 students, and we're teaching a three-week class on immigration.
Rachel Brennan is a teacher from Hawkins.
Our class is focusing on, right now, we're doing the history of immigration in Cleveland, focusing on the waves that came here and seeing what's around in the neighborhood. And we're going to finish up with current immigration in the United States today.
The Western Reserve Historical Society's mission is to preserve and research the history of northeastern Ohio. The museum's exhibits hold more than 146 years of historical documents and artifacts. Dr. John Grabowski, the Senior Vice President for Research and Publication at the Historical Society, reminded the ceremony participants that it was immigrants like them who helped develop the region.
Your presence here today serves as a reminder about the central mission of this institution. You remind all of us that the historical core of our community's history is its diversity. And on a very personal level, each of you prompts us to remember that each of us working here has someone who came from somewhere else in our past.
Teacher Aparna Sundaram thinks the ceremony drives that point home for her students.
So you can talk about the naturalization process and you can discuss what it means to be an American citizen, but I think when they get to see it with their own eyes, it really gives them an insight and understanding that's just not possible through books or videos or anything other like that.
On oath, that I absolutely and entirely renounce.
For Judge Oliver, these ceremonies showcase the role the federal courts play in the community.
I think we get a larger audience. We get more people watching the ceremonies when we move away from the court. And I think it's just kind of a civics lesson for all of our citizens and for all of us in terms of America, its promise, how attractive America still is to after all these generations, and how it's a beacon of hope and a prospect of opportunity for people around the world. I think we all need to see that.
The students from Hawkins spent 2 days at the Western Reserve Historical Society working on immigration projects. Students studied Ohio at the turn of the 20th century, the types of jobs available to immigrants, and the neighborhoods they established. Reporting with the U.S. Courts, I'm Bridget Lyles in Washington.